Chapter 34. The Crusades. But all these different quarrels were forgotten when the Turks took the Holy Land, desecrated the holy places, and interfered seriously with the trade from east to west. Europe went crusading. During 3 centuries, there had been peace between Christians and Muslims, except in Spain and in the Eastern Roman Empire, the 2 states defending the gateways of Europe. The Mohammedans, having conquered Syria in the 7th century, were in possession of the Holy Land, but they regarded Jesus as a great prophet, though not quite as great as Mohammed, and they did not interfere with the pilgrims who wished to pray in the church which St. Helena, the mother of the Emperor Constantine, had built on the spot of the holy grave. But early in the 11th century, a Tartar tribe from the wilds of Asia, called the Seljuks or Turks, became masters of the Mohammedan state in Western Asia, and then the period of tolerance came to an end. The Turks took all of Asia Minor away from the Eastern Roman emperors, and they made an end to the trade between East and West. Alexis, the emperor, who rarely saw anything of his Christian neighbors of the West, appealed for help and pointed to the danger which threatened Europe should the Turks take Constantinople. The Italian cities, which had established colonies along the coast of Asia Minor and Palestine, in fear for their possessions, reported terrible stories of Turkish atrocities and Christian suffering. All Europe got excited.